Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We spoke of how the usages of the different organs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with have an impact upon our hearts and the spirituality. We spoke of the incorrect usage of the tongue. It will negatively impact your spirituality. The incorrect usage of the eyes as well, negatively, and it will have a damaging effect on the heart. And yesterday we spoke of the ears and what we listen to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to the ear as a funnel. Whatever goes into the ear reaches the heart. And that is why we should listen as much as possible to the Qur'an. There's nothing more effective to revive the heart and the spirituality of the heart than the Qur'an. One is recitation of the Qur'an, but if that is not possible due to whatever reason, then listening to the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the titles He has given the Qur'an is Ruh. Ruh means a soul. Something has life only when it has a soul in it. And Allah has called the Qur'an Ruh. It is a soul. So whatever is the Qur'an is injected into, whatever the Qur'an goes into, it injects life into that. So the best thing, one of the best ways to enliven the heart and the spirituality, sometimes you feel that only maybe a month or 2 months have passed since Ramadan, or less than that in fact. And the spirituality, I want to get it back up before the 10 days of the Hijjah arrive. I want to get that spirituality back up. One very effective way to boost the spirituality up is listen a lot to Quran. Before going to bed, plug your earphones into your ears, listen to Quran. When you are driving, going to work, when you are heading back home, listen to Quran. You will find it will enhance the level of spirituality in the heart. May Allah grant us understanding.